This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Manchester, New Hampshire. Let's take one last listen to the candidates contending in the New Hampshire presidential primary. Just before today's voting, five candidates crossed this state. It's a predictable ritual, politicians chasing voters and chased by reporters. The results are not entirely predictable, though Mitt Romney is a heavy favorite to win. We're going to hear from our correspondents with all the campaigns, starting with NPR's Ari Shapiro, who's following Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney probably did not expect to spend part of his last day on the New Hampshire campaign trail answering reporters' questions, and he certainly didn't expect to be saying,
"Things can always be taken out of context."
The quote that people took out of context was this:
"I like being able to fire people."
It sounds like an affirmation of all the negative stereotypes about Mitt Romney as a heartless capitalist who made a fortune laying people off. Pretty damning until you hear all of what he said. He was answering a question about health insurance.
"I want individuals to have their own insurance. That means the insurance company will have an incentive to keep you healthy. It also means that if you don't like what they do, you can fire them. I like being able to fire people who provide services to me."
Romney gathered reporters to explain that the other Republicans hammering him for his comments were distorting what he said. Then he went to an evening rally for one final call to action at a packed middle school gymnasium. He reminded voters that his family has been coming to this state for the last 40 years.
"What a way to go into the primary tomorrow night. I hope that you're going to be able to give me a bigger margin of victory than 8 votes that I got in Iowa. Did we do that? Yeah."
Even Romney's opponents don't believe his gaffe will knock him out of first place here in New Hampshire, but they hope they can at least hobble his march into South Carolina, which votes next.
I'm Robert Smith, following Ron Paul. Everyone's got to eat breakfast, right? So Paul invited the media along yesterday to watch him chow down at the Mojo Diner. Bad move.
"Hey, ho, ho.
That's not right."
TV cameras mobbed Ron Paul as he was heading for his table.
"Right now I'm annoyed by lights that are blinding me."
Paul tried to banter with diners as the crowd just pushed him along.
"Hello. How you doing? Good to meet everybody."
But then he noticed something.
"A lot of young people out here today."
Yeah. There were a lot of young people. The tables were filled with high school students. It turns out they were all bussed in from the same place.
Franklin High School, Franklin, Massachusetts.
Every kid here was from Massachusetts. There wasn't an actual primary voter in the room. Their political science teacher, John Layden, had called ahead.
"We have, I think it's 94 with us."
So you called up, asked somebody for a reservation.
Yeah.
For 7:30 in the morning for 94 people.
Yes, yeah.
Ron Paul actually needs New Hampshire voters in order to win this primary.
Right.
Do you feel bad taking up his entire event with students from Massachusetts?
I don't feel bad. Anyone else can do the same thing.
Ron Paul would have loved that free market answer, except he gave up trying to make it through the crowd of reporters, and he headed straight for the door. How's that for a good high school lesson in modern media and politics?
I'm Tovia Smith, following John Huntsman's campaign. Mitt Romney might have thought he'd be helping himself by knocking Huntsman for serving as ambassador to China for the Obama administration, but it turns out the attack may be one of the best things that ever happened to Huntsman.
Can you feel the energy out there, ladies and gentlemen?
It's not only brought Huntsman the attention he desperately needs, it's also allowed him to show a more animated and less diplomatic side that apparently voters wanted.
"I think we reminded a certain other candidate in the race that our team and our movement is here to put our country first. We're tired of people putting politics first."
It's become Huntsman's biggest applause line at every stop, and it's helping him win converts like 74-year-old independent Don Roby.
"Oh, yeah, I love that."
Undecided, 2 days ago, last night, Roby carried home a Huntsman yard sign.
"I've gone through the whole gamut, listening every night to all the rest of them, and I just decided, hey, I think he's got it."
And Roby voted for President Obama 4 years ago. Huntsman says his crossover appeal to more moderate voters makes him exactly what the GOP needs.
"Let's face it, you know, in order for someone to beat Barack Obama this year, that's just the plain math."
An outright win in today's primary may be out of reach, but Huntsman is hoping for enough of a showing here to stay in the race.
I'm Andrea Seabrook, following Newt Gingrich. In Iowa, the former speaker promised to run a completely positive campaign. In New Hampshire, not so much.
"If somebody's going to crumble, they better crumble before the nomination. I mean, you don't want to end up in September with a nominee who's been untested and can't stand it."
He's talking about Mitt Romney. Gingrich talked a lot about Mitt Romney in the last day before the New Hampshire primary.
"The fact is, there are legitimate questions, There are going to be more of those questions. And at some point, Governor Romney's going to have to answer them.
Who is raising these questions? Well, among others, it's the pro-Gingrich super PAC called Winning Our Future. It's airing a negative ad, really a negative movie, about Romney's time running the investment firm Bain Capital.
Their greed was only matched by their willingness to do anything to make millions in profits. Nothing was spared. Nothing mattered but greed.
At a rally in downtown Manchester, Gingrich said very soon Romney's going to have a long press conference to answer these questions.
But he's the one that went around and said, look, I've had these 20 years experience. Fine. Now let's talk about the 20 years experience.
Whatever happens in New Hampshire today, the former speaker hopes to knock Romney off balance as the candidates head south toward more Gingrich-friendly territory.
This is Don Gagne following former Senator Rick Santorum, who spent the day bouncing from football field to Elks Lodge to diner to American Legion Hall. Santorum's show is suddenly playing in prime time after nearly winning Iowa, but bright lights can bring out campaign bugs like bad sound systems, making the candidate and hard to hear.
Is this bothering people more than helping? No, it's okay? Okay. Because if it is, I'll stop. Because it's bothering me.
Or last night's big final rally at a Manchester restaurant where a large group of reporters was told no recording gear would be allowed. We eventually got in carrying a smartphone that we held up to a speaker as Santorum spoke.
Thank you. Thank you.
All this week, Santorum has tried to downplay the social issues that work so well for him in Iowa. New Hampshire Republicans care more about fiscal issues. It hasn't always worked, but yesterday he was getting some of that momentum back, hitting his stride again.
I'm asking you for 24 hours of effort to pull off a huge surprise here in New Hampshire, to give us that boost, to show that the momentum is continuing, so we can go down to South Carolina, kick a little butt down in South Carolina, and move on to Florida and keep kicking.
Candidate Santorum was the guy getting the big media bump last week. Tonight, the bright lights might be shining elsewhere, highlighting a new hero. I'm Don Gagne, Manchester.
So there they are, five candidates making strong showings, and the voting is underway this morning in New Hampshire. Some results have already been tallied. The first votes in the state were counted just after midnight, about 3.5 hours north of Manchester in Little Dixville Notch. And it didn't take long because there were only 9 registered voters. Since 1960, the tiny town has cast its primary votes at midnight. In fact, that year also had 9 ballots. Needless to say, there were many more reporters in Dixville Notch last night than actual voters. 3 of the 9 votes cast went to President Obama, and here is a town official announcing the Republican breakdown on CNN.
There was 1 vote cast for Newt Gingrich. There was 2 votes cast for John Huntsman. There was 1 vote cast for Ron Paul. And there were 2 votes cast for Mitt Romney.
Okay, so that's a tie between Mitt Romney and John Huntsman with a vote apiece for Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul. Dixville Notch, we should say, has correctly predicted the Republican nominee in every election since 1960.